Today, we wear the red vestments to commemorate two of the apostles, Saints Philip and Saint James the Lesser. And these are two of the disciples that we really know only a little bit about because they're only mentioned a few times in sacred scripture. But what we do learn from them, of course, is very inspiring and very interesting. Let's start with James. We know from the scriptures that he was called James, the son of Alphaeus. Perhaps he's also James, the son of Clopas. And if that's the case, then he was related to the Lord. He was the cousin of Christ because he, it's very possible, according to most of the scholars, that the Blessed Mother's sister was Mary, the wife of Clopas, who also was at the foot of the cross. If that's the case, then James and his brother Jude were cousins with the Lord. Now, this is different than James and John, who were also brothers. The Lord chose a lot of sets of brothers. Did you know that? Peter and Andrew, James and John, and James and Jude. So James and John were the sons of Zebedee, whereas James and Jude seem to be the son of Mary, the wife of Clopas, also called the sons of Alphaeus. And because, to distinguish them, this James is called James the Lesser. Some scholars say it's because he was shorter than the other James. Others say maybe he didn't know the Lord for as long a time. But he's been called James the Lesser. So today when I brought his relic, I decided to put him in the bigger reliquary. Because the poor guy for the last 2,000 years has been called James the Lesser. So I have him in the large reliquary here. So I will bless you with those relics in a few moments. We do know that that since he was related to the Lord, he perhaps this might have been the reason why he was chosen to be the first bishop of Jerusalem. And we know from ancient history that, and also from the scriptures, that around the year 62, the Sanhedrin met, and they condemned James and threw him off the pinnacle of the temple. He died the martyr's death by being cast off the pinnacle of the temple. So we wear the red vestments to commemorate the blood that he shed for Christ. What do we know about Saint Philip, the other apostle? We know from scripture that he came from Bethsaida in Galilee, which was also the hometown of Saints Peter and Andrew. And the first thing that Philip did after he met the Lord was to go to Nathanael. And they say, "We have found the one of whom Moses has written." So think of this great Philip as an evangelizer. As soon as he met Christ, he said, "I have to share Christ with others." And he went and he found Nathanael. We also know that in today's gospel, he wanted to see the Father. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And then he says, Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Apparently, he wanted to see the Father. But Christ said to him, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." It was also Philip who was a little bit pessimistic about the Lord being able to work the miracle of the loaves and fish. Because after they found the young boy with the five loaves and two fish, Philip said, "Well, it would take 500 days' wages just to give each of them a mouthful." So Philip perhaps had a little pessimistic side to him, it seems. But the Lord, of course, worked that great miracle. And then we know that at the end of his life, he preached the gospel in modern-day Turkey and suffered martyrdom there. I think what we can learn from these disciples, even though we don't know a great deal about them, but they're saints, and they, all of them, all 12, gave their lives for Christ. And the fact that they, because they were in the presence of the Lord, they began to grow in holiness. And they began to be transformed by being in the presence of Christ. So I think this is a good lesson for us. We want to be the Lord's faithful disciple. We want to spend time with him in prayer, reading of scripture, and receiving the sacrament and in Eucharistic adoration. And just like those disciples, if we ourselves continue to be in the presence of the Lord, then we too will grow in the virtues of the Lord, especially in union with Christ and in holiness. Now I'll give you a blessing through the intercession of these two great saints. The intercession of St. Philip and St. James, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.